朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
天父，我们不喜欢黑暗。
Father, we do not like darkness.
但是若是黑暗能够带出更灿耀的光明，我们愿意在黑暗里面忍耐等候。
But if the darkness can bring forth light, we want to wait for the light.
主啊，我们不喜欢重担。
Lord, we do not like to be burdened.
若是重担能够换来安息，主啊，我们愿意默然等候。
But yet, if heavy burden can lead into peace and relax, we want to wait for it with patience.
主啊，我们不喜欢孤单。
Yes, we don't like to be lonely.
但是主啊，若是孤单能够换来更多的人心灵的温暖，主啊，求你让我们如何处孤单。
But yet, if loneliness can bring forth more comfort, teach us how to be patiently waiting for it.
天父，我们感谢你，因为白昼已经临近。
Father, we want to thank you because the daybreak is near.
我们谢谢你，因为耶和华仍旧是我们的牧者。
We want to thank you because the Lord is our shepherd.
我们就不致缺乏。
And we will not want.
谢谢你，这座诗班再一次提醒我们。
Thank you for reminding us once again through the choir.
今天早上，求你让我们经历这一个安静的水边。
Help us to experience the quiet water.
不只是让我们安息在你的面前，也让我们享受青草地的供应。
Not only will it be quiet in front of you, but it also can enjoy the green pasture.
帮助我们今天早上也能够听到你向我们每一个人说话。
Help us to be able to hear what you want to tell each and every one of us.
主啊，我们都在你面前。
Now we all are in front of you.
你知道我们每一个人深处的需要。
You know all our individual needs.
求你成为我们的供应。
Please become our provider.
成为我们的鼓励。
Becomes our encouragement.
像刚才我们弟兄所祷告的。
Just like our brother who just prayed.
我们带着忧伤来，就把忧伤留在十字架的面前。
As we bring our sorrow to come to you, then we'll leave our sorrow on the cross.
带着罪恶来，就把罪恶留在十字架的面前。
We come with our sins, then we leave our sins on the cross.
谢谢主给我们这个机会来敬拜你。
Thank you, our Lord, to giving us this opportunity to worship you.
愿那我们的敬拜也求你向我们发号施令。
Accept our worship and also give us your command.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
虽然我们今天要看约伯记，但是那一节圣经，我希望大家一起翻开来看，就是约翰福音第十三章第七节。
I want you to turn to a gospel according to John chapter 13, verse 7.
因为这节圣经不只是对个人，对我个人有极大的帮助。
Not only this was helpful for myself,
我相信对我们每一个家，对教会也是一节非常重要，可以带来鼓励和安慰的圣经。
I also believe this is a very useful verse for individuals and for families.
我很高兴在三十多年前，我背了这一节圣经。
I'm happy that more than 30 years ago, I memorized this verse.
每一次像上个礼拜天晚上这一类的事情发生的时候，这节圣经对我有很大的鼓励。
Each time when something happened, just like what happened a week ago, this verse brings great comfort to me.
因为这节圣经里面有丰富的智慧。
Because there's tremendous wisdom in this verse.
因为这节圣经给我们有极大的安慰和鼓励。
Because this verse encouraged me tremendously.
我们一起来读这节圣经好不好？
Let us read this verse together.
我相信在过去十年里面，如果你是在你的生活上面曾经受过苦的，你再来读这节圣经，你有很深很深的共鸣，有很深很深的同感。
Should you ever suffer through suffering or tribulations, as you now review this verse, I'm sure you'll be encouraged.
同声来读哈，十三章第七节，来，耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。” 今天我要讲的题目就在这一节圣经里面，叫做如今与后来。
And the theme of my sermon today is embedded in this verse. It's called Now and Then.
在我们人生的体验里面，我们曾经有过无数次这样的经验。
Perhaps in our lifespan, we have experienced many situations can be described by this verse.
我们没有办法理解为什么一些事情会临到我们的身上。
We just cannot understand why and how this thing could happen to me.
我们没有办法了解这样的事情怎么竟然会临到我跟神，也不是太疏远，虽然不是很靠近，为什么我会那样的倒霉？
I just can't understand how could such a bad situation happen to me as a Christian.
但是在我们的经验里面，我们发现每一次当有这种不理解的事情临到我们的时候，
But each time when something we could not understand had happened to me,
经过了时间的隧道，我们到了一个地步，我们终于发现上帝在我的身上有他独具的匠心。
Yet through time,And eventually, I become to realize what the Lord's will is on this matter.
在约伯记里面，以利法曾经说过一句话：人生在世，不可能没有患难。
Just like what's in the Job, Eliphaz had said, "There's not possible to be without tribulations in your life."
今天我们在生活上曾经遇到风浪，曾经遇到许许多多的苦难。
Yes, they're suffering through life.
我们有挫折，我们有许许多多的打击。
There are difficulties in your life.
我们有太多的事情在发生这一类的事情的时候，我们不知道、不明白、不了解。
There are many occurrences like such. It's beyond our understanding.
我想一个诚实的人来到神的面前，最多问神的就是为什么。
I think a very honest person, when he comes to the Lord and asks him the question, the most question he would ask would be, why?
为什么这件事情临到我？
Why did it happen to me?
为什么这件事情临到他？
Why did it happen to him?
为什么师母在神的面前这样这样这样，结果你那样那样那样来给他临到许多的事情？
Why is that my wife had done such and such and such, but you have...Your will to be on her was a different aspect.
但这一节圣经告诉我们说，耶稣回答说：“我所做的事情。”
And but yet, Lord Jesus here says, "What I do."
如果是主所做的
，If it is what the Lord's doing.
现在也许我们不知道。耶稣说：“后来要明白，不是说要明白，就是后来必明白。”
It says, "Even though you may not understand now." But you will understand later.
换句话说，一个真正信靠上帝的人。
In other words, a person who truly trusts the Lord.
所有的问号，至终都要变成感叹号。
All the question marks will be turning into exclamation marks.
什么是问号呢？
What is the question?
为什么？
Why?
什么是感叹号呢？
What is an exclamation?
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
今天我们在苦难的里面。
Today in your suffering,
我们很难把那个问号的上面的勾勾把它拉成一个直的一个感叹号。
Seemingly, it's very difficult to change the question mark, straighten it up into an exclamation mark.
但是我们要小心注意一件事情。
But we have to be very careful about one thing.
有人批评我们基督徒是宿命论者。
Some would criticize our as Christians as a fatalism.
那么说我们是 fatalist， 换句话说，我们是一些听天由命的人。
In other words, we are the one we submit totally to fate.
让命运来掌管我们一切的前途。
Fate therefore controls our destiny.
基督徒不是宿命论者。
Christians are not fatalists.
我把它改一个名字的名字，我在别的地方没有看过。我说基督徒是顺命论者，不是宿命论者。
The Christians are the ones who obey.
顺服上帝的旨意和命令。
Christians are the ones who obey the command and the will of our Lord.
但是，请问，宿命论和顺命论的分别在哪里？
Then what is then the difference of these two philosophy?
宿命论是一个无奈的投降。
Fatalism is unwillingly surrendering yourself.
Surrendering yourself. 顺命论呢是甘心的投入。
But the person who obeys is obeying willingly.
一个是消极的，一个是正面。
One it may be more passive, the other one is more active.
宿命论呢，不在乎前面有没有什么目的，但是顺命论呢，很清楚的知道。我刚才说，上帝有他独具的匠心。
Faithless has no goal, no purpose for the future. But those who obey the Lord knows what he's doing.
因为宿命论是一个是受一个没有位格的命运所支配。
And faithless obeying the fate, which is not an object, is not a subject.
顺命论是有一位全知、全善、全能的天父所带领我们走。
Those who totally submit themselves to the Lord understand the Lord is in control.
我相信很多时候有人对着我们这些基督徒说，你们这些基督徒大概都是一些无可奈何就走上命运的道路的一些可怜虫。
Maybe someone will look at Christians with pitiful eyes and say, "You are nothing but just submit yourself to fate."
很多时候我们不会分别，我们只好说，好了，对了，对了，我们是这个样子的了。
A lack of a way to distinguish them, maybe you would agree.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒不是臣服于命运之下，乃是在命运之上。
Dear brothers and sisters, we Christians are not submitting ourselves to fate, but we are rather above fate.
今天有许许多多的基督徒，也许我不应该讲许许多多。今天有一些基督徒还仍旧相信算命先生来管理、操纵你的前途。
Some Christians are today still believing in fortune telling.
不要说你们，我以前在大学的时候就中过这样的计。
And even I, when I was a college student, I'd done the same thing.
我在台大的时候有一个同学，他不知道看了很多很多算命的书。
A friend of mine read a lot of books about fortune telling.
那么他就找我们这些同学来开刀，来做实验品。
So the experiment, I was his guinea pig.
那么他说：“李秀全，你把手给我看看。”
So Pastor Lee, give me your palm.
那时候还不是 Pastor。那么他就看看我的手，他看了摸了半天，看了半天。哎呀，不好！
He looked at my palm and says, "Uh-oh."
中国人说“哎呀”，美国人说“哦哦”。那么我说怎么不好呢？
There's a problem with you. I asked him, "What is it? What's the problem?"
他说这个不太好说。
And he said it's rather difficult to describe.
如果你真的要知道的话，我可以告诉你。
If you really wanted to know, I may tell you.
他说我看你的手相。
Looking at your palm,
他说你过不了四十。
You will not live beyond 40 years old.
你知道我今天讲的很潇洒的讲，因为我现在已经五十几岁了。
It's easy for me to say because I'm more than 50 years old.
但是从他开始在我二十岁的时候告诉我只能够活二十年，你知道那二十年很难过。
But if you're below the age that he was allowing you or he was foretelling you, and it makes it very difficult for you.
不想就算了。
If you don't think about it, it might be.
每一次想啊，心里就总是很发毛。
Each time when you think about it, that bothers you.
尤其是当我的亲人跟我唱 "Happy Birthday to You" 四十岁的时候。
Especially when my family is congratulating me for the 40 years birthday.
四十岁我已经在你们中间当牧师。
40 years I was your pastor here.
那天我心里面非常。非常的紧张。
I was nervous.
因为我想我大概过不了那一年。
I was wondering whether I could live through 40 years.
你们看，一个牧师都有软弱。
See, even a pastor.
四十岁是牧师了。Yeah, 一个牧师都有软弱。
Even a pastor can fail.
但是弟兄姊妹，我相信在我们当中有许许多多人在那个像命运一般的这个前途的支配之下，我们都有一种莫名的恐惧。不管你基督徒走多少年
，No matter how long you have been a Christian, perhaps you feel submissive to faith.
但是今天早上，我希望弟兄姊妹了解，顺命论和宿命论是不一样。
But today I want you to understand.To be able to submit to the Lord is different to submit to faith.
五月底，我刚好把约伯记读完。
At the end of May, I finished reading Job.
这是我在读约伯记的时候，比过去每一次读约伯记都有叫我比较深的体验。
And this time, I'm able to realize even more.
我觉得里面有很多话以前不懂的，我这一次读的时候，里面有很多的共鸣。
Many things I did not used to understand, and this time I'm wrestling with it.
因为在整本约伯记里面，我找到许多地方我可以认同的。
Throughout the whole book of Job, and in many places, I can identify myself with it.
最深的感触是什么？
The deepest feeling was,
这是我一直看到四十二章的时候
is when I come to chapter 42.
我发现约伯最后的结局
I find the ending of Job
可以 justify, 我实在不晓得这个字要怎么翻成中文 justify 他一生所遇到的那些煎熬和试炼
The conclusion of Job,You can use that, you can easily justify what happened to Job in his life.
我常常在这边这个大声疾呼地说
And very often I proclaim here on this pulpit,
我们在人生的道路的过程当中
in our lifespan,
我们不要用过程来决定一切
We should never use what's in progress to make a call.
还没有到最后一集，还没有到最后的结论，我们不要随随便便决定一件事情的价值。
We should never give a value judgment before we come to a conclusion.
今天有许多人在苦命的过程当中，他说我这一辈子是苦命的。
And some are in suffering right now, and he may conclude my whole life is going to be like that.
弟兄姊妹，我们还没有到那最后一个 chapter, 最后一章的时候，我们不要那么快来决定我们人生的意义。
Do not to conclude the meaning of life.Before you come to your last chapter,
我在准备到这里的时候
as I come to here,
我就突然有一个很奇怪的一个想法
I had a strange thought.
我说如果把一部的连续剧啊，一个 soap opera,
if I now connect the whole soap opera,
我反过来看，先看最后一集
if I watch the very last episode,
我就会发现再往前看就没有意思，很乏味。你们懂我的意思吗？
Then I find it to be meaningless to go back and watch what happened before.
你先看最后一集。
If you have read the conclusion,
哎呀，这个美女和这个王子有情人终成眷属，他们从此过着幸福美满的生活。
This beauty and this prince, they live happily after.
那么你再往前看的时候，你就觉得那个 beast 就没有什么了不起了。你懂我的意思吗？
You already seen how the prince had married a beauty, and the beast made no sense in the middle.
那可见我们中间很多人没有看《The Beauty and the Beast》这个电影。所以我们看到最后，哎呀，他们结婚了。然后我们再看前面，哎，那个 beast 在大发脾气，很粗暴，那有什么了不起？因为最后他们还不是结婚了吗？
Since you already know the ending, it wouldn't excite you as much when you went back to see how the beast was.
如果我们看一个电影，先看结局，知道这个是好人，那个是坏人。
If we already know the conclusion, who is a good man, who is a bad man?
我们再往前面看 ，Hitchcock 就不叫紧张大师了。
Then there's no suspense in Hitchcock's stories anymore.
所以我们在这里就想到说，如果我在想，如果今天基督徒能够知道我们每一个人的最后一站、最后一幕、最后一局是什么样子，对我们今天就有很大的不同的人生的看法。
If that we know the last episode of our life, that would certainly change our life philosophy.
如果我们知道1945年的5月8号第二次世界大战要结束
，If we know 1945 May 8th is the ending of the World War II,
我们回过头来看1944年的6月6日，虽然伤亡惨重，但是我们就知道那是有意义的。
Then we will have a different feeling by looking back to 1944, the D-Day.
6月6号刚刚过。
June the 6th just
上个礼拜天
just passed by. It was a week ago.
那么我们说六月六日断肠时，因为我们看到那一幕，看到那一天，看到那个所谓的 D-Day 的伤亡，哎呀，我们心里面现在看起来都有一点心有余悸。
Yes, you may have watched scenes like movies of the D-Day that also still strikes you.
但是今天我们看整个的历史摆在我们面前的时候，我们晓得有一个1945年5月8号。
But yet, as we look back, we know there was the ending, which is in 1945.
因此，我们就在今世，我们在过程当中，我们就不再做一个斤斤计较的人。
So we will not really be counting every pennies in our life.
在过去这半年的时间里面
，For the last 6 months,
我很感谢主，让我在侍奉主三十年，让我有一些三十年来比较少有的经历。
I have experienced something for the last 6 months, which is very rare for my 30 years of serving the Lord.
但是这半年多的时间里面
，For this half a year,
神给我一个提醒，给我一个鼓励是什么
？What is the Lord's encouragement to me?
让我看后来必明白的那个应许。
That is to lead me to understand that I will understand later.
连我最亲的一个同伴，就是李师母，都发现这半年神在我身上有一些很特别的工作。
My closest partner, my wife, has also said that she has discovered wonders being made by the Lord.
她看见我很明显的个性的改变。
She has seen clearly a change of my own personality.
她很明显的看见我对一件事情的反应跟过去不一样。
She clearly sees my response to happenings are different.
因为我知道这个不过是过程，何必去跟人家计较，何必去跟人家争呢？
I come to a deeper understanding that the whole thing is nothing but a process.
原来我在说，不是那种宿命论者的无奈感。
It is not the sense of a submission as a fatalist.
乃是顺命论者的一个很强烈正面的一个信念。
Rather, it's a positive submission to the Lord.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证。好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。